Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Catherine Navarro. She helps women get what they want in the boardroom and the bedroom. I have Alyssa Hecker. She is the go-to general counsel, collaborative partner, and creative problem solver for businesses and entertainment and arts industries. And I have Jim Tam. He's a principal client director with Korn Ferry's Digital Group, where he advises organizations on how to improve their sales effectiveness through using world-class sales methodology and technology. The question I have for you today, what is the difference between giving someone feedback, calling them out, and scolding them? Catherine, would you like to go first?
I would love to go first. So I thought this was a great question. I think that it's not just seen in the business world, but it's also seen at every family reunion, every friend get together. Mm-hmm. Everybody's ready to let you know how they're going to fix you in X, Y, or Z way. Everybody's ready to say, hey, can I, whatever, give you feedback, offer you reflection, say, but often people are not waiting for the yes. Nobody's waiting for the consent. Like, yes, I would love to hear what you have to say. And normally, for myself, I'm saying yes to someone because I trust their opinion, because I think that what they're going to tell me is going to have value, add value to myself. Potentially, they have great sight, and I'm really curious to know what that sight is. Mm. When I think of being scolded, or I think of somebody providing unsolicited feedback, usually there is no question of can I, or can I offer you a reflection? Would you like for me to tell you what I think? They just tell me. Mm. And it feels violating because there was no consent. This person never asked. Or it was not invited, or worse, I said no, and they said it anyway. Like, there have been moments when I've said to someone, no, I don't want to know. And they're like, well, I just have to tell you. And it's like, well,
it's more about them than it is about you.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's about them. And it's like, no, this is not a way of communicating and being together. Like, yes, feedback is great when it's appropriate. And what I mean by appropriate is sort of the two of you have that established communication line. Without it, it feels not like feedback. It feels like something else.
I agree with a lot of what Catherine said. I also think, and I was thinking about this kind of in a workplace environment, especially as a manager or someone who may be working with other folks, or in my position, I work with clients or potential negotiation partners or people on the other side of the table. I think constructive feedback is definitely good because you have the best interests of the person in mind. Like Catherine was saying, like you want to do this not in a negative way, but to make that person better. And usually if it's a good relationship, that person will understand from where this is coming if you're phrasing it well. You get into calling out if something's wildly inappropriate, offensive in the moment to say, hey, let's talk, let's take a step back. I'm sure you didn't mean it. Or if you did, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. I don't think scolding is ever appropriate in a business situation. Obviously, if you have children or if there's something that goes on in a personal situation, but I think it's just demeaning. And I think it doesn't accomplish anything if somebody is scolded and someone is embarrassed in front of peers or in front of other folks. I think that that just sets up a relationship for failure.
Mm-hmm. Jim? Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with Alyssa and Catherine. I think to me, feedback is intentional. It's with the intention to help. And a lot of times you get feedback with some maybe corrective instruction as well to make that person better. I think when you think about scolding, it's very reactionary tend to be, and it's always negative. Nobody scolds you in a positive way. Yeah, so when I think about feedback, it'd be positive and negative, while scolding is always negative.
I love that Catherine brought up permission to give feedback. And I feel like sometimes it's really hard when someone says, hey, can I give you some feedback or can I share my thoughts? To say no is really weird and awkward. And I think that people sometimes will say yes, even when they don't want to, especially in public, because they don't feel like, how do I manage that? Even when someone says yes, you really have to pay attention to how it's landing. Sometimes feedback is just about, I need to tell you this. Why?
Yeah. Why? And what's their body language telling you?
For me, when I call someone out, there's an intentionality about protecting someone else. So to your point, if someone makes an inappropriate joke or says something or is being demeaning to someone, I'm going to call them out in a public space to basically say, you cannot treat other human beings that way. I have tried never to scold anyone, although I do have, so my younger sister is 17 years younger than I am. And there is a time when I was telling her something and I thought that I was saying, this is my experience. And she said to me, I don't like it when you scold me. And I was really taken aback because I didn't think I was scolding her.
She was giving you constructive feedback.
Yeah, I do think that I think you hit on something. When scolding, there usually comes from a place of hierarchy. You never get scolded by somebody who's a subordinate or lower class or younger than you. But feedback, it could be from peer to peer, and you can even be 360, so you get a really well-rounded view from different sides. Scolding always seems to be from top down.
Yes, it's usually a certain level of superiority. But I just wanted to tag on what you said. People feel awkward saying no, but I think it provides a lot of freedom. Like, no, I'm not open for feedback right now. No, I'm in a really tender place around this, and so I'm not available for it. Actually, no, I'm really running out of time and I have to go do X, Y, or Z. I'm not open for that right now. Oh, we can talk about it another time when I'm on the other side of this. Like, just letting somebody know, no, right now is not a good time.
Knowing what you don't want and holding to that.
Yeah. And that means being prepared to have those, I call them ambush conversations, when people come up to you and you're just like deer in the headlights. Like, I was so not ready to have this. And having the words, I love that Catherine just provided some words that basically are like, no, not now. I can't do this right now. And that's perfectly acceptable.
A lot of it is, no, I can't manage your feelings. That's not my job.
There's a distinction also for me, calling somebody out or scolding. It could be public and private. Mm-hmm. Feedback tends to be private. And this is kind of people more receptive to listening to. But scolding and calling somebody out is usually one way conversation.
It also occurs to me that you can't be scolded by someone for whom you don't hold any esteem. Like, if I don't care what your opinion is, you can't scold me.
Great point.
Yes, it's reactionary all the way around. I mean, just how Jim said, you have to feel somewhere activated that you're now going to scold someone, and that person will then be activated. Like, all around, there is a lot of charge around that sort of conversation. Right? There is a certain volley in the conversation back and forth.
That's a good point, because feedback, I think you were alluding to this, Jim, is more thought out. It's more like, oh, I considered this. I have information I'd like to share. I want to do it in private. And I think that's the other thing, Catherine, when people don't ask for permission, they're doing it in a place where it's like, this is not the appropriate place for you to give me this kind of information.
There's also places where we ask people for feedback, right? Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? At no point in time, I'm like, can you please scream at me? Can you please scold me? And put me in my place, like put me in my rightful place.
That's a different job. We don't do that here.
And make sure you embarrass me in front of my peers and friends.
Right, yeah. Someone in New York does that, but that isn't us.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's interesting though, too. I have noticed that even when I do want feedback because I want to get better, if someone goes down a bullet point list, like, you did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong, and you can fix that and do that and this over here, and eventually I'm like, my feelings are hurt, even though I asked. So I think you have to be careful when delivering feedback that you can do it in a not great way.
Yeah. And also, when you're asking for feedback, you can be specific. What are ways where you think I can improve? In certain ways where you don't get the minutia of you have to do this and that, but more kind of a general way.
We've kind of narrowed it down to feedback is productive and helpful and delivered in a kind way when the person actually asks for it. Calling someone out may actually be something you do to, the way my words, protect someone else. And so it may not be as kind as feedback might be. And you could take a situation where someone's being inappropriate and give them feedback privately. Those two kind of could go hand in hand. But scolding, there's just no room for scolding. And if someone feels scolded, that's something that's on you to solve.
Perfect.
I would say the only time that I think of scolding potentially it would be appropriate is in an emergency.
Just thinking that if someone's in danger,
don't fall, don't trip, don't jump. Like something where it's life-threatening and you need to catch that person's attention and shake their nervous system so they can pay attention. But otherwise, short of saving someone's life, no, there's really no scolding. I guess as a parent, you alluded to that earlier as well. If you have a hierarchy of some kind that's already built in, well, that's natural. You're sort of like hurting potentially cats.
Scolding is never productive. People don't listen. When people speak poorly to them, there's a eye roll, turn off. It's not going to get you what you want.
That's true. There is a disconnect.
Very true.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.